Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Nimja Live, Evil Brainwashing Lair. This is a fantasy that plays in a world with superheroes and supervillains. I'm sure you're familiar with those kinds of environments, where the extraordinary is almost commonplace, and yet, for most people like yourself, it is just another place to live. Most of the time, things like villains and heroes happen far, far away. And thanks to, well, a certain kind of insurance, damage is usually limited to a minimum. This has allowed you to go on a little holiday. Can you imagine just getting away from it all? A few days, maybe even a week, all to yourself. And not just that, you're able to get a holiday to a really beautiful location with some natural caves and waterfalls. Even though walking doesn't have to be every day, it would definitely be nice to just relax and go out to explore. So just take your time and imagine being far away from any and all responsibilities, just feeling all the stress of the world float far, far away. Now you can finally breathe. The forest around the caverns and waterfalls is lush. Not that surprising with that much fresh water going through it. It is a very, well, quiet is not exactly the right word. It is lively, but only in the most natural ways. You can always hear some birds or other animals happening farther away. Close by, it is mostly the rustling of the leaves, and sometimes you can hear the flowing of water. Once you find a stream, it is tempting to just follow it along and see if you can find the source. Hearing, perhaps, if you're lucky, the rumbling of a waterfall, and feeling the cool air of tiny water drops just tingling against your skin. The sun is not too bright today, which is nice. It allows for a comfortable walk for as long or as short as you feel comfortable. And it doesn't take that long to find a path next to the water. It ends in a small lake with a waterfall not far. You can even hear it rumble. The little cliff that a waterfall falls off seems to be just as overgrown as everything else. Not quite a jungle, but green enough. You also notice that the stone with the waterfall seems quite cracked and old and possible to climb. It's not exactly steps, but it doesn't look too dangerous, and maybe you could even take a peek behind the waterfall. Who knows, there might be natural caves there. The water can do strange things. Some climbing allows you to really feel like an explorer, happily letting yourself drift deeper into the illusion that everything is fine. It's all fresh and wild here, relaxing and chill. The waterfall so close by just keeps on rumbling and tumbling down, taking any stray thoughts with it, allowing you to just focus on your exploration. The rocks are surprisingly easy to climb. It's almost as if people have been here before. I mean, surely they have. It takes a while to find a proper path until you can, in fact, look behind the waterfall. There are lots of plants there. It's almost like a curtain of moss. But if you gently press against it, besides getting quite wet, you can open it and peer behind it. He didn't bring a flashlight, but it's still pretty bright with the sun shining through the water, so you might as well take a little peek. As long as you don't go too deep, you'll be fine. You'll be safe and sound, and you can always turn around. When you look down, you can see that there's a strong, solid rock floor. There's many plants here hidden behind the waterfall. It's kind of nice. The plants and all the little leaves seem to dull the sound somewhat. And the loud rumbling of the fall becomes an almost gentle drone in the background. As you make your way deeper, still easily able to see, you can feel the softness of the plants and smell a rich, varied combination of scents in the air. In fact, you almost feel a little lightheaded as you breathe in. Now that the water isn't there to wash the air clean of all the many scents and sensations of the plants, it seems sweet, almost honey-like whenever you breathe. There's a gentle smile on your lips and a good, comfy feeling. It's almost like drifting. You're starting to have difficulty completing your own thoughts. Something in the air is definitely affecting you. I got you. They're the last words you hear before everything fades to black, and you simply pass out. Your eyes too heavy to keep open. Your thoughts slowed down to an inevitable crawl. And then the comfy, blissful blackness. It takes a while before your thoughts slowly get going again. You're standing up. Something is holding you up. It's difficult to focus, to gather your thoughts together enough to assess the situation. You can feel a strange texture pressed against your wrists. It's strong and yet a little bit. When you look, you notice a strange dark green, vine-like structure around your wrists. And when you look down, you can see the same around your waist and ankles. You're held against the wall. It's still difficult to get your thoughts going. Too drugged to even panic. Slow like honey, your thoughts trickle down as you realize the situation you're in. You try to look around the room, but it's quite dark. There's a door on the other side, just a few steps away if you could. The walls seem stone-like, but it's hard to tell. The tiny bit of light coming through the bars in a window in the door is the only thing you have to see by. There's a sweet scent in the air. Part of you wonders if you should notice, drift, slow, fall, draw, blank. It's really strange to know that your body and even when you don't know what's happening. Again, time melts away into a almost sticky darkness, pulling you down deeper, pulling your thoughts with every sticky suggestion. Again, the feeling of honey or nectar comes to mind. Everything you feel, taste, smell, hear seems flower-like. Slowly your mind allows itself to recover a little bit from the drugs, the natural toxins that have been spreading through your body, keeping you all compliant and quite dazed and drifty. It's difficult to keep your mind on anything right now. You can almost feel the weight of your body just wanting to sink down. Can you imagine how beautiful it would be to look at the golden glow of a drop of honey slowly dripping down into nothingness until finally it drops and blends with the rest? Some of the feelings, the sensations have this stickiness, making it so difficult to keep your thoughts going at all. When your awareness returns enough to notice that you're sitting down, somehow still tied down, vines wrapped around your wrists, your lower arms, your ankles, and of course around your chest and waist to make sure that you are trapped. You know, this trap wasn't meant for you. But now that you're here, it would be a shame not to do something with you. You'll make for an excellent bait. A hero is sure to want to rescue you, but not here, not now. All I'm going to do is just give your unconscious mind something to carry home with you, something to take with you that I can use or activate any time that I need you. And I doubt that any of the memories of this place will stay with you. You think this is the first time you're here? Interesting. Well then, shall we do some fun, classic brainwashing? Even in the shape of nature, there's so many beautiful spirals, seeds and petals all follow the golden ratio, becoming a beautiful spiral. Just look at how nice it all fits together, pulling you down, while you focus on my voice, on the control, on the wonderful sensation of being hypnotized and brainwashed, flowing, following, even with your body influenced. Now remember, deep inside, that these memories are merely there to hide for a while. They'll resurface when they're useful, when your time But don't get too distracted just yet. Focus. Follow my words, my voice, my control. Allow the simplest scent of my beautiful flowers pull you down even more. And maybe, just maybe, you will be the best, blissfully brainwashed bait for my plan. Now, I'll show you something even better. Did you know that everyone, every single person who has been stuck in that very chair that you're sitting in right now has been helplessly, powerlessly, deeply hypnotized and brainwashed to do whatever I want? And did you know that almost every single one smiled when I did that to them? It's almost as if I touched a hidden secret interest into being hypnotized like this, being brainwashed to just become a hidden surprise, like a sleeper agent. Blissfully brainwashed to simply do as I say, when I say it, when the time comes and I give the command, your unconscious will know what to do. It will know exactly what to do. Blank. Very good, focus. And now drop. That's right. Beautiful. That's how I like to see it. Compliant and completely pliable. I guess this is not a waste after all. No, I can have some fun with this. You know, you can probably still hear the sound of the waterfall far, far away. It feeds all of my work with all those tiny little drops. And just like you, each little drop is another part in the plan. Like a flower in the garden, every single one has its place. And while some are easily missed, you'd notice them by their absence. Although your memories will not be missed, they will simply sink down to rest far beneath the surface, so that you can be called upon and serve, maybe as bait, maybe as something else, who knows. Let these words be a little seed planted in your unconscious, growing into a beautiful flower, maybe even a tree, that you may not be able to notice. However, and call upon it. Now let's make sure that you get home safely. Well, I'm sure you will remember the beauty of the caves and how fascinating it was to wander around and explore. Not that you found anything of interest, nothing that you want to share with anyone else, just meandering memories of beautiful flowers and plants and scents and sensations that all seem to make sense inside. And again you smell the familiar sweet scent, your thoughts slowing down even more. So good and calming, so sweet and blank. And before you know it, your thoughts trickle away and you just drop blank. The refreshing cool of the waterfall allows you to awaken a little, finding yourself just behind it. You must have drifted to sleep, and it's getting late anyway, so you might as well leave. Strange dreams that fade away almost instantly the moment that you'll awaken. But for now, I'm sure it was a great adventure making your way back, one, two, slowly waking, three, four, more aware, five, six, almost there, seven, eight, almost awake, and 9, 10, wake. And welcome back.